The parsha at the end discusses the event of the Megaddis. And this is what the pasuk says. Before he did that terrible act of the Mevarech, the shame, this is what the pasuk says happened just before. The Yitzei Bein Isha Yisraelim. And there was a man, Isha Yisrael Ben, a man who is a son of a Jewish woman, who is Ben Mishmitzri. He's really a Mitzri. The Yisrael Bein Isha, he came amongst Bnei Yisrael, the Notzu B'machane, and he had an argument, a quarrel, in the camp, Bein HaYisraeli, Ish HaYisraeli. With a Israeli, who's an Israeli, who's a Jew, is he Israeli? That was the pasuk before the terrible event of the Mevarech Hashem, the Megaddis. Rashi brings down over there the following medrash: Mehechan Yotze. When he came out, where did he come? This Ish Mitzri. Where did he come? So three Peshatim. Rav Levi says he came out of his world. He came out of his world. Baruch Yer says, oh, he came out of the previous parsha. Previous parsha is talking about how wonderful the lechem haponim is. It keeps warm and fresh the whole week. And he came out from that parsha and made fun of it. He made fun of it. And the last pasuk says in bold, is Masita Omer Bebeis Dinah Shel Moshe. He came out of the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yotze Mechuyev, he came out, he lost the case. Bar Nitzel, what was the case that he lost? Bar Nitzel Ola B'toch Machne Dan. He came to establish his house, his tent, in the camp, Shevet of Dom. Omelo, Matim B'chul L'kan, they said to him, what are you doing over here? Omelo, Heb, Mebnei Dan Ovi, I'm from Dan. Omelo, they said to him, Ish, you only encamp in the tribe of your father. Your father's not from Dan. Nichnas the Beis Din of Moshe. They went to the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's going to win this Din Torah? Can he put his tent in Dan or not? Yotze Mechuyev, he lost the case. He can't put his tent in Dan. Omar Vegidah, he lost the case, he stood up, and he's Megaddis. He was Mevarech Shem Hashem. Three Peshatim, where did he come from? Did he come out of his wealth? Did he come out of making fun of the Lechem Haponim? Or did he come out of the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he lost the case, and he put up his tent, and he therefore Megaddis. Now we have two questions over here. We're supposed to explain where the Megaddis came from, before he did this affair. But, okay, there are two of the Peshatim that explains where he came from. He came from making fun, he became out of the Beis Din. But what's Rav Levi's Peshat? He came out of his world. What does that mean? What does it mean, came out of his world? What world is it? What's Peshat? Second question. Obviously, this pasuk is just an introduction to the event of Megaddis, which means it's probably explaining why he did Megaddis. After the three Peshatim, the only one that really explains why he was Megaddis is the last Peshat, which says he lost the case in the face of the Moshe Rabbeinu, very upset, Megaddis. That's the reason why he did. The other two Peshatim are not reasonings why he's Megaddis. He came out of his world. Reason why he's Megaddis. He came out of making fun of the Lechem Haponim. That's the cause of Megaddis. It doesn't make, why those Peshatim are reasons. There doesn't seem to be a reasoning for what he's... Two Peshatim, two questions to start. Now Rashi continues, and he says, the Pasuk says, Al Iske Machane. He says, okay, we're talking about the Machaneh, the Ish HaYisraeli. It says the Pasuk, he had an argument with an Ish Yisraeli, with a Jewish guy. Zesha Kenegdah. Who's this Ish Yisraeli? Zesha Kenegdah, the one who's arguing, he's fighting him. Shemicha, he told him, don't put your tent in here. Hold on, Rashi, you just told us three Peshatim, and now suddenly, you seem to be choosing just one of the Peshatim. One of the Peshatim, he was in the basin, he had a fight with Shevet Dan, and he lost the case, put his tent there, not tent there. So now you're explaining the rest of the Pasuk, and you're only explaining the rest of the Pasuk according to one of the Peshatim. What happened to the other two Peshatim? Okay. Then Rashi says, continues, is number three, he says, Ben Ish Mitzri. Who is this Megaddis guy? Well, the Ben Ishmitzri. He's the son of Ishmitzri. What's the Ishmitzri doing over here? Who Mitzri Shahoga Moshe? His father was the Mitzri which Moshe Rabbeinu killed with the Shem on the Furish. Yeah? But Toph Bnei Yisrael. What does it mean, Toph Bnei Yisrael on the Pasuk? Melamed Shenizkaya, says Rashi, that this Ben Ishmitzri, who's the Magadid, it's come to tell me, the Pasuk, that he went through the process of Gaius. He became Jewish. Oh, got two questions, I think. No, I'm Jewish. He's got two questions. Firstly, the vast question to you all, Seventh. His mother's Jewish. His father happens to be this mitzvah which was killed. He's Jewish. Everyone knows Yiddishkeit goes after the mother. So what do you mean he became Jewish? He's already Jewish. He's born Jewish. That's the Bunt's question. Then you've got the Taz's question. He said, hold on, we go back to when Moshe Rabbeinu killed this Mitzri. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do before he said the Shem Hashem and killed the Mitzri? He looked right, left, backwards. What is it, Chazal say? He looked into his future and see if there's any Jew going to come out of him. Anything that's good going to come out of him. And he found nothing. What do you mean he found nothing? This is a Jew. Came out of him a Jew. That's the Taz's question. Taz's question. What do you mean? You found nothing coming out of this mitzvah you killed? There's a Jew coming out! So two questions. Why did you give it? He's Jewish as anything. Second question of the task. If this is the son of the mitzvah who's killed, why did you kill the mitzvah? You killed it because nothing came out of him. He came out the Jew! That's all I mean. Not to kill. Those are the two questions of Valentine. So now, let's move forward and see the Baal, when you ask the question, why is he coming Jewish? His mother's Jewish. He says a proof. When he asks that question, he brings a proof. And maybe we can smell from this proof an answer why he's coming Jewish. Yeah, we use his trying to prove something, we'll try and use it against his question. What was his proof? So, he says the following beautiful thing. He says that, number four. He says, why is a child who has a mother that's Jewish, why is that child Jewish? If the father's a goy, and the mother is Jewish, why is that the child Jewish? Why do you go after the mother to define that the child is Jewish? Look, you go after the father. Yeah? So he says in the bold writing, he said, you can read it yourself a bit before. In the bold writing of it, he says, who mixed the tahola. A woman has the baby inside, she's acting herself in the mitzvah that purifies that baby and makes it Jewish. The baby becomes Jewish through the mummy's tummy. The mummy's tummy is Jewish. That tummy is a mitzvah for the baby. And therefore every Jewish boy, a girl that's born from a mummy who's Jewish is Jewish because they went through a mitzvah. The mummy is the mitzvah. So how can you say he's a gayist? He's Jewish in any case. That's his question. Now let's use that to answer the question. Let's go to the Rabbeinu Bahai. And see a beautiful pshat, beautiful what he says over here. It says like this, call me Shanir Bo Sima Asus. You see somebody walking around, and he's a big chutzpah. He's chutzpahdik. And he does terrible, un-Jewish-like behavior. What is it after Imam? You should now look into his mother is. Ki ein sof fiction is arba boosted tipa toros to so. It must be, if he's such a guy, that when he became conceived, he came conceived in a fashion which has a bit of dodginess inside it, puffless in it. Much of it might either with bad thoughts in the mother, bad nice in the mother. Now, in this particular case of the Madadda, she's a big chutzpah. Shalom to the Shemo, the Torah didn't want to mention the mother's name. After his mistake until he actually performed the baby. Magadis, he was Mavarach Hashem, didn't mention the mother's name. After he is Mavarach Hashem, who saw me? Then it says, Vayikov es Hashem, Bikano. He cursed, Vakap Oma, and then it says, Shame Imo. Then it suddenly says, who the mother is? That's now it's just a Jewish mother. Now it says, who the mother is? Levaki, who was the Simuskat? Why is it saying such a fashion? Because it's Torah is pointing out the reason why he was Megadim is because of his mother. She was the cause. That's what the Torah is telling us. Therefore, we can suggest and ask, why did he do Galus? He's Jewish.
mother's Jewish.
Says the Rabban, why is the mother Jewish, the baby Jewish? Because the mother's a mitzvah for the baby. But what happens if the mother is not such a good mother?
Then she can't be. Then she won't be a mitzvah before Matan Torah. She won't be a mitzvah.
A Jewish mummy is a mitzvah for the baby, the naked Jewish, and come as she could be a mitzvah. But if such a child, such a thing means that she wasn't a mitzvah, and it didn't work, and he remained a goy, when he came out,
in his gate, okay, before Matan Torah.
So, if we're blaming everything on the mother, who was this mother? Of this Megadeth, let's try and investigate who she was, if she's the cause for everything.
Let us see. So, there's a Medrash. The Medrash talks about, back in Mitzrayim, the Mitzvah had commanders. And under, they appointed police force, a Jewish police force, underneath them, in order to control the slave population, the Jewish slave population, the police force with the Mitzvah commanders. Now every day the commanders will come at the crack of dawn, clear together, to pick up the police force from their homes. And this happened the following, says the Medrash, one day in Mitzrayim. Says number 4b. Parakos. Holoch Nogesh Mitzri Itzel Shotita. So one day, the commander of Mitzri came to the police force house of the Jew. And the Mitzri looked at his wife of the Jew. So I see off the top, Limon, no, she's brilliant, beautiful. Has no blemishes in her at all. Omer the Shas clear together. Oh, it's the time of Alas the Shachar. Still dark. But Hotzi Rebeisa, he took out the police, Jewish policeman from his house. V'chonza ha-mitzri, and then the mitzri entered, after he went to his base. The mitzri went back into the tent. The bar ishi had a relationship with that policeman's wife. But as she bought, she thought it was her husband. She thought it was her husband. This other man, she got pregnant from that mitzri. Chonza bala, the husband came back to his tent. U'motza mitzri yotzeh, they said, he saw the mitzri leaving his house. So he asked his wife, Shema Nogamot, did he touch you? Obni, hey, yeah, of course. So Adisha, I saw her. I thought it was you. Kivan Shiyoda Hanogesh, the Mitzri realized that he had been found out. Here's the love of his boss. The Mitzri took the beef man and he put him into hard labor for like a mucker, so continuing hitting him. And Mavakashagi intended to kill him. By Moshe Rabbeinu came out, saw Osa, Mabit Bo, looked at him, she saw Rosh Kodesh, Masha asked the wife what he did with the wife in the house. Rob Masha asked the wife, he understood what the Mitzvah wanted to do with him in the field and kill him. Oma, Vechad Mitzvah, Vashor Chad Mitzvah, as he said, the shame of Farsh and killed him. That's what happened. That's the Megadeth's mother, that child. Now, question is, if this is the mother of the Megadeth, why is it her fault? What did she do wrong? She was raped. Innocent. What problem? Why are you blaming her on the Megadeth that she's the cause? She's such a Russian. It wasn't her fault. Question.
Ask out the famous question, why did Moshe Rabbeinu use the shame of the force to kill him? He knows these guys mean to kill him. Why shame him? So we've said a lot of questions. Let's now go into a bit of a halacha. The halacha of the shame hamafut. Let's see a bit of a halacha about it. Says the Rambam, Ein hamagadit chayiv skila. Somebody who's magadit, mabarak is Hashem, is not chayiv, means really to claw it, curse. We say mabarak. Ein hamagadit chayiv skila, ad shepirish Hashem hamyuchad. He has to state clearly, verbally, the Shem HaMuchad, the Shem HaMufurish. Hashem's got many names describing Hashem, but to be Chayv Misa, the Megadeth has to say the Shem HaMuchad, the Shem HaMufurish, specific name, Yud Kei Vovke. Sha'aba Otis. So he says, which one is the Shem HaMuchad? And the Rambam says, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Avnus.
Others. Not Yud-K, Vov-K. Others. Mevorach, so it says that name. And then he's Mevorach. The shame, min Hashem. He's Mevorach, that name, using another name of Hashem. Vashar, can you hear me? He just is Megadeth, other names of Hashem. He doesn't get Kriyas Mitzvah. He only gets Kriyas Mitzvah for the special name. And special name is Avnus name. V'yesh mishavar shein achai b'la al-shein yud-ke vod-ke. Some say he's only chai if he says yud-ke vod-ke. Ani yom ba'ai, says the Rambam. He's chai al-shneihem. Those two he's chai. On yud-ke vod-ke and Avnus name, if he's makal on that, then he's chai mis on those two. Both of them are special. Now, the Raggad argues, the Rafashim argues, they all say only Yud-K Vov-K. The Rambam says Yud-K Vov-K and Avnus. Let me bring a kasha from our pasha that seems to prove the Rambam wrong. Seems to be. Says the Sifra, V'yokav ben Isha Yisrael Seshem. The Sifra says, and this Mitzri guy, son of a Mitzri, he was Makadal, he was Makadal at Hashem. Their shame, I'm a first of Shomer Mitzinai. Which shame? The name, the special name which you heard at Hasinai. And what name did you hear at Hasinai? Avnus or Yud-Ke Vov-Ke? Which name did they hear at Hasinai? Which they never heard anywhere else, not before, not afterwards, never knew about it. Only time that everyone heard of the shame, a special shame, is at Hasinai. Which one? Yud-Ke Vov-Ke or Avnus? Which one? Yud-K Vov-K. So the Sifra says clearly that the Megadeth did Yud-K Vov-K and nothing else. Kasha on the Rambam. Kasha on the Rambam. And this question was asked by the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav asked it. Says clearly the Sifra that his question, yeah, clearly the Sifra that clearly the Megadeth is Chayvisa. Only if he uses a special name, the special name is a Yud-K Vov-K, which you only see a Hasina. Kasha on the Rambam, it says also Avnus is a problem. Everyone knew Avnus. Everyone was using Avnus for centuries. Avram Avinu. Even knew Avnus. Avram Avinu. Yeah. Adam Arishon. So, it's a kasha. So what does, how do you answer that? So the Rambam says, he says, there's the shame Hamafurish. In another Rambam he says, that shame Hamafurish is spelt Yud-Ke Vov-Ke. But when you say it, if you don't say it in the Beis HaMikdash, any time you pronounce Yud-K Vov-K in the Beis HaMikdash, you say Yud-K Vov-K. You say it actually, and you read it as Yud-K Vov-K in the Beis HaMikdash. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, you look at Yud-K Vov-K, but you don't say Yud-K Vov-K, you say Avnus. Avnus is the sound of the Yud-K Vov-K. You got Yud-K Vov-K, and Avnus is the sound of Yud-K Vov-K. It's not a separate name. It's the sound of Yud-K Vov-K. Says the Brisker Rav, Svirle, the Eina Chai Megadeth El Asher Pirush is Hashem. Megadeth is not Chai Misa unless he uses Shem of a Furish. Cholik Rambam. Rambam says, Shem of Furish is not just Yud-K Vov-K. Shem of Furish, the Kivan Tahavi Me'akir. Since Avnus is the sound of the Shema verse, it's also called Shema verse because it's the sound which the Shema verse. The Shema verse has a written way of doing it, okay, Vovke. It also has two sounds that are both called sounds of Shema verse. Either say UK Vovke itself, the sound in the Beis HaMikdash, outside the religion, UK Vovke, it sounded like Avnus. That's also UK Vovke. So everyone agrees. You're only, this person's only Chayv Mitzvah if he's Mavarech Hashem HaMafurish of Yud-K Vov-K. All the Rambam held is that Avnus is also Yud-K, because it's the sound of it. That's all. Okay. But, if so, still got our question. Why does he need to hear Yud-K Vov-K Ahasinai? So there we have a huge Kiddush from the Chasam. The Chasam Sofer says the following. Birchat Konin needs to be done with the shame on the first. Otherwise it's not Birkat Kohanim. Birkat Kohanim has to be done with the shame on the first, or it's not Birkat Kohanim. But we don't pronounce it as we're not allowed to pronounce it as Kefon. We say Adnus, even Birkat Kohanim. So what's the shot? He says, you only Yotzer, as a Kohen, that when you say the Adnus sound, it has to be Yud-Kei Vov-Kei, but you can't.
So you're only Yotze is that when you say Adna, you pronounce Adna, you have a mind for Yud. Then the Adnas ends up being the sounds of Yud Kevavi. Adnas is only sounds of Yud Kevavi. If you have Kavona when you say Adnas, that's it coming to make a sound of Yud Kevavi.
Okay, Yud Kevavi,
I'll pronounce you very in the form of Adnas. Then it's called Shema. So every Kohen, when he says Adnas, he should think about Yud Kevavi. Otherwise, it's not shame on the foot. The Meila says the tshuva, of Kabbatzalis Hashorim. He says that's the answer to the Rambam. The one who's begatus has to begatus shame on the foot. Shame on the foot says you came walking. Or Adnas, but only Adnas is shame on the foot if he says Adnas and thinks what
you came walking.
But he never knew about you came walking. When did he hear Yud Bei Kofin? What about what it is? Only Har Sinai. So even going to the Rambam, he has to hear the Yud Bei Kofin at Har Sinai in order to know what to think about.
Temple no question.
Adnas is only if you know what to, if you're thinking. You're thinking Yud Bei Kofin. You only know that if you're aware that Har Sinai. Okay. Now, why is there a shame of a forest? We say. Is only actually pronounced in the Beit HaMikdash as it's written. Outside you don't. Why? What's the reason behind that? So number six, it says in the Gemara tradition, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav, Shem ben Arba v'shtay Moses, the Shem of Mefurosh, Eim Moshe Moshe, Elimisha Sanua Vol. Shem of Mefurosh, you can't stand saying. Shem of Mefurosh can only be pronounced in a Mokum which is Sanua, by a Tanua person who's also an honest. So therefore, only the Beis HaMikdash, which is a Malkum Tanua, can the Shema Mefurosh be pronounced. Now what does Tanua mean?
Yes, what does it mean?
The Beis HaMikdash is a Malkum Tanua. What do you mean by Tanua?
What do you mean by Tanua?
Let me bring the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, who says the following. Okay. It says like this. Before Atzla Obad Omar, before the Mishkan was established, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning bush, and then afterwards in Eretz Yisrael, and then afterwards he spoke to him at Har Sinai. Then he put up the Mishkan. He said, "Yofas Snias." Now we have Snias, and therefore Hikilcha Adam Matov Hashem Doreshimcha. Hashem now establishes you, acquires from you Mishpat Avos Chesed. To do good things, but he's snila chesed in the kaf. You have to be very senua im Hashem. You have to be very soon Hashem. From now on, I'm only going to speak to you in the Mishkan, because now we've got a place to speak, which is senua. Up to now, we have no place to speak. We had to speak, but now there's a place to speak. I only speak in a mokum senua, only in the Mishkan. Okay, you have to be secluded with Hashem, and that's only the Mishkan. And it's a chiyuv for all Klal Yisrael. You have to have senias im Hashem lekechol. How is Zochus? How is Zochus a sneers? And what exactly is this
for men?
Lastly, the Gemara and Megillah. Gemara and Megillah Sambei says the following. Chaskias, because of being Sanua, Rachel was very Sanua. What did he do? The Medrash said, she was told special signs by Yaakov Avinu. She handed it over to Leah in order not to embarrass her. She kept the secret, and that's she was awarded with that sneers. Keeping the secret was sneers, and came out of her was Shalom Melech. Shalom Melech was told he's the king. He kept that secret. Very tenua. Yosef Hashem for being very tenua, for keeping the secret of being a king. And comes out of you Esther Hamalka. Oh, Esther Malka is very tenua. Her whole name is sneers. And she didn't tell anyone where she came from, very tenua. She kept the secret. And because of that, she saved the whole of Klal Yisrael. Oh, so what's tenua? Tenua means keeping secrets. Keep a secret, then you're tenua, and then you save Klal Yisrael.
That's what this Medrash Megillah Megillah say.
But why is secret tenua? What's it got to do with each other?
Just keep a secret. So I don't know. So you dress properly, behave properly. Yeah,
what secret's got to do with snow? But the Peshat in the Megillah says, you know what, Sears? It means one thing. Keep
bring that secret? Zero. And you say,
what's this? So let's go now to Marmokah number 8 and see a Medrash Rabbah in Shemosh this time. Moshe Rabbeinu, after killing the Mitzvah, he came out the following day to saw two Jews fighting, Dothan and Abiram, and he was telling them off. And they said to him, well, you're going to come and kill us? You're going to kill us like you killed the Mitzvah with your words? Your words killed the Mitzvah, you're going to kill us as well? And the Medrash says over here, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar Shimon says, B'shem Rav Chanina Agadov, up to now I was wondering, what a very did Klai Yisrael do? That they deserve to be under Shibbat. What did they deserve to be under Shibbat? Kivin to Shomadon, since I hear today, that they are Loshon Hara people. They're going to tell, spread the news that I killed Mitzri with a share of using my mouth. I now understand why they're not entitled to have it. I now understand, because they can't keep secrets, they are deserving of their God. So now we see something very paramatically important for us. This means secrets. Secrets means you bring gula. No secrets means you bring good shivas. But we haven't understand why secrets is secrets. So now, to understand this, the fundamental this year, and if you haven't been awake up to now, be awake now. This is the part of the year. What does it mean? Secret is Tanuah. Comes along the Maral in Goariah to explain what's the connection. Love, work together, sweat together to understand his words in a simple fashion, our simple logic, in order to understand the fundamental message he's trying to give to us. Let's see what he says inside number 8. All together, he says like Hamedrash Hazeh, the Medrash which you just read out, that there's something special about secrets being Sedurah. Yesh Bo Tam Nifla is telling us something beautiful, and not only beautiful, Nifla, out of this world. Kimishyesh Biod Mitzazos is saying if you don't keep secrets, ain't more the Gula, you don't have the Gula. Let's see, I'll explain why. Shahagula hu nimshas medrega pnimi. Gula is only entitled to somebody who connects to his penis, to his neshama. Shuhaina begulu, which is hidden. Misha magala dvarim, and somebody by nature reveals things. Happens that he's the opposite of somebody who connects to his penis. He's the opposite of that person. He's interested in the outside world. Gilu v'chitzonis. That's what he's interested in. He's trying to reveal things to the outside world. He's not interested in investigating the inside of himself. Just an ashon. V'dova zeh remes zeh b'perik hazeh l'chaim. This is actually has a remes in Gemara in Chulin, where it says, Stam goy ma b'dvon. A goy speaks. Why? Atam, Shemiria Shogod, because a goy's level is Chitzonis. His whole tafkid in life, what he's created to be, the built of a goy, is to be a Chitzonis person, connecting to the outside world, nothing to do with himself and his neshama. So then he's constantly connecting to the outside world. Ain lo ruchim, he hasn't got any neshama that needs to be connected to. Hatam shemotz zeb yosel yosel. Why is it true that we find that when a Jew speaks, he now goes to Golus? You tell me, boy speaks, a Jew speaks. Why does Jew speak? He goes to Golus. Goy speaks. He doesn't go to Golus. What's the difference? They both speak. He's going to ask his big to trigger the other. Because a Jew is created to connect to his Nazama. That's his job. The God paints Jacob and Jacob's image. They're supposed to be have Jacob's image, but Jacob's stones, which is a hidden point inside him. So he knows how this is when he drives and pushes himself out to connect with the outer world, which is the opposite of what he's supposed to do. Who Magana sows, he reveals secrets. He reveals secrets in a much worse form. Hear these words. A Jew speaks, he's bound to speak evil.
A goy speaks, he won't necessarily speak evil. A Jew speaking constantly, he's more likely to speak evil than a goy. Because the goy is doing what he's created, and the Jew is doing the opposite of what he's created for. Mm-hmm. And when he does that, he's bound to not only speak, he's going to reveal secrets, he's going to speak lashon hara. That's what's going to happen if he speaks.
And therefore, when he speaks, he gets bollocks. The goy speaks, he doesn't get. Because the Jew speaking is much worse. He's against his tongue. He's supposed to be searching within himself, not connecting to the world. That is the shas, in secret. Now we understand, sneers means to be private, connecting to your neshama, connecting to the spirituality worlds of who you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do. Revealing secrets, speaking a lot, is a simon you're not doing that. That's a sign you're not doing what you're supposed to do. It's a sign that you're trying to connect to the outer world and not interested in what you're supposed to do as neshama. You're supposed to be sinur. Revealing secrets shows that you're not being sinur. Sinur means connecting to your ruchnius. Revealing secrets is the opposite of that, says the Gemara. Now we can go to answer all our questions. Let's now try and answer all our questions. We've asked, why was the mother to blame? She was raped! Why are you blaming her? Says Rashi, continues, who is this mother? We already know. His mother was the wife of Dothan. And the Gemara pronounces her name after the chetz was performed, because she was the cause. And what was her name? Her name was... Anyone know what her name was? Shlomit Vastifri. Shlomit Vastifri. Says Rashi. Why was she called Shlomit Vastifri? Says Rashi, in bold, number 9. It says... Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. She constantly said to people, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem. Doesn't matter who you are, Shalom Aleichem. That's what she did. The fact is, I'm Shalom Aleichem for everyone. Doesn't matter, not Yotz in the car. Men, women, child, Jew, boy, doesn't make a difference. Bastivri, why was she called Bastivri? The Basti Ottoman Dublin Kolom. She spoke with all men. The Sikha, that's why she got raped. She caused her own rape. She caused it herself. She caused the Mitzvah to notice her. And therefore she's a blame for the event that happened. She is blamed for the pregnancy. And therefore she is the source of why the Megadeth came out and was Megadeth. Because she's the opposite. She's not Sanura. She's a Medaber. Constantly speaking and not interested in Ruchnius at all. Therefore we understand now. When the Megadeth came out, his Mitzvah is not Sanua. He's not a Sanua person. Because he was created by a not Sanua woman. And a not Sanua person takes the most severe thing in the world, called the Shema Mefarash, which can only be said in the Beis HaMikdash by Sanua people and special people. He takes that, says it in Rabin, in a not Sanua place, in a not Sanua fashion, and he does a terrible declaration on it. That is Chayav Misa. He's Chayav Misa for his sneers issue. And that was created by his mother. Now, see the amazing words of now the Rebbeinu Bachai. Rebbeinu Bachai says, what's the Shabbat you ask? What's the Shabbat Levi says? Megadeth came out of his world. We said, what's that got to do with him being Megadeth? What does it mean he came out of his world? Says the Rebbeinu Bachai. Oram Yotzei Betanim, he came out of his mother. He came out of his mother's tummy. That's why he was Megadeth. Ki Remez Chazal, this is a Remez Chazal, the Rabbi Levi saying, Me'olo Yotzei, he came out of, into the world. He's not supposed to come out into the world. He's supposed to go into himself. He was a guy trying to connect to the world, which came out from his mummy's tummy, and that caused the gizzard. Now not a sinner person. He's trying to connect with the world instead of trying to connect with himself. And that is a cause for the gizzard. It is a cause. And we now know the pshat of what it means to everything. Now, let me reveal something quite astonishing. Who was this Megadeth? No in the Torah does it ever say his name. What was his name? And what was the whole story behind it? So, there's a Ponim Yofis, first of all, tells me a story.
You can look up if there. I didn't have time to write it on the page. I'll tell you outside what Tom Yoffe said. Hear this amazing story of what the whole story of Megadeth. Dawson came and said his wife is pregnant. Okay. We got a halacha. Even the woman is the zana, but at this rate, most likely the child comes from the husband. So therefore, the child was born, Dawson, and everyone thought it was Dawson's child. Which means, where was the Megadeth living? Which Shevet was the Megadeth living in? If he was from Dawson, everyone thought Dawson's child. Where, who's Dawson? Which Shevet was Dawson? Yeah. Reuben. Reuben. Okay, so he was living in Reuben. Now we're 60 years later, at least 60 years later from the time he'd been living in Reuben. Suddenly, the events of Korach happened. Open up the floor of the ground, swallows up Korach, and all Dawson of Viron, them, their families, all the families, other stuff, not one survived of the family of Dawson and Viron, not one of them survived. Everyone looks around and says, hey, this guy is Dawson's son and he's still around. So what's the shots? Everything of Dawson has disappeared. So they started investigating and they found out and we realized he wasn't Dawson's son, he's the Mitri's son. He suddenly became an Ish Mitri. So he says, okay, Reuben kicked, shame that Reuben kicked him out. Because you're not one of us, your father's not Reuben. They kicked him out. So where did he take his tent? He took his tent. He said, my mother's from Don. My mother's from Don. So, okay, I haven't got a father, but I go to my mother. Tribe. I'll set up my tent in Dom. He went up the tent and said, what are you doing over here? Down for Dom. No, you're not. Your mother, your father's not from Dom, but my mother is. Went to the base of the Moshe, you go after the father. Put up your tent. Your father's not from Dom. You can't. Get out. You go after the father. You killed my father. With the shame of Mefurish. He's the cause of all my trouble. The shame of Mefurish. And that's why he was Megadeth, the shame of Mefurish. That's the problem the office is just. Now I'm going to tell you something even more amazing. The Enoch HaMelech actually reveals to us what his name was. Says the Enoch HaMelech, he says, he was the Talmud, he became a Gilgul. He's a big Kabbalah person, this Enoch HaMelech. And he was Gilgul, he was, in the Gilgul, he was the Talmud of Reshua ben Parchia. This Megadeth was the Talmud of Reshua ben Parchia. Who is the Talmud of Reshua ben Parchia? Yoshki Toshki. That's the Megadeth. And if you look at their lives, they had very similar lives. Their mother was Nazana and the Ashesis with a goy. Baby born, Megadeth and Yoshki. They were in Klal Yisrael, within the Jewish nation, and they had a good position. And suddenly they were chucked out. Megadeth was chucked out, Yoshki was chucked. Because he was chucked out, they said, we're doing the Bodhisattva. Forget Kodesh Torah. Exactly the same lies, because he was. Yoshki was the Megadeth. Now, let me summarize what we learned today. The Megadeth act is described as an act demonstrating the lowest level of breach and sneers one can ever have. Taking the shame of a Mefurish, which can only be pronounced in the very private and Kodesh area, and pronounce these in Rabbim and be Mevarach the name. The Torah blames this lack of sneers as having its source in his mother, who demonstrated with her behavior the same flaws. A lack of sneers, not being able to keep secrets and constant chattering, is a public demonstration that this person has no interest in searching and connecting to his ruchness, which a Jew designed to do. This leads to Golus, as we saw in Mitzrayim, and destruction for Klaisel throughout the domes, as eventually the Megadeth became Yoshki and caused destruction to the Jewish people. We learned from above the achrayas that we have to take on ourselves to look not only about ourselves. Of course you have to think about how your actions are going to affect yourself, but not only think about how it's going to affect yourself, how it's going to not only affect yourselves or your families, and not only that, how it's going to affect your future generations, but it can affect the whole of Israel, the gods of Shlomis. We have Megadeth and we have Yoshki, destruction of the whole of Christ. If we desire to connect to searching out God within us, we'll become refined individuals who are and will be constantly trying to connect to Ruchness. And this will bring the redemption. You'll have an Esther. If you keep secrets, you're a fine person. You're connecting to Ruchness.
And that will lead to gula, not just for yourself, for the whole Klai Yisrael, as we've passed. So it's opposite extremes. Sneer, secret, ruchnias, gula. Revealing secrets, not sanua, priestess, is shivers and destruction. Opposites of each other.
Let us finish off with a maral. Maral says the following. Ein zera shel esef, the zera of the esef is edom. Ein zera esef nofel in biyad zera shel esef. The only way that we're overcome edom is Yosef, through Yosef. He died in his esef. We know he died in his esef. Hadayim, what's he died? It's a limb of all the limbs that's mostly kitzoni. It's mostly out of the world. Out of all the limbs, it can reach more than any part of the world. That's Esau's in charge of the world out there. That's where he showed us. Therefore, Yosef has the power. Only he has the power through his bracha. He's like the dog in the fish under the covers up. Show that he's hidden in snua. He can overpower Esau. Kol ha-shvatim, all the brachas were brachas of in the world. Yosef's bracha was pnimis. Only pnimis, ruchnis, connection can overcome Esau and Edom. But here's an interesting. Shagam Nigel and Medrashom, and the Medrash says that Esau will not only fall in the hands of Yosef, it will fall in the hands of all the children of Morocco. It means Binyamin as well. Binyamin and Yosef together, they have the power to overpower Esau. Why? Mikoch Sneas Shorokel. That's Morocco created children called Yosef and Binyamin who are Sunua, and only the power of Sneas, of secrets and ruchnias can bring the final geula of destruction to Edom and Esau. This is Shem, we should be Zoka to connect to our neshamas and build the base of Mikdash and Heri Rameinu because Hamas.